Well. Oh, man, it's been a hot second. Welcome to the Lucas and Michael Show. My name's Lucas.
And I'm Michael.
It's been a while. We went off the grid. We went off of the grid. Both Mike and I, we've had a lot of changes in the last 6 months. And, you know, man, I've missed this.
Yeah, me too.
I can't wait to jump back in.
I know.
This has been a safe space for me. And not only that, I can leave my kids at home and not have Rugrats crawling all over me.
True. A lot has happened in the last, I think, when was the last episode we posted? It was probably
fall,
half a year.
Yeah, it was like six months of 2018. Yeah. Oh, man, what have you been up to?
Well, we got our first house. Me and Hannah bought a house.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
How was that experience?
It was fun. A lot of memories. A lot of stress, you know. We also did all the paint and the flooring and made it look all pretty.
I mean,
we're still working on it, you know.
I'm sitting in your house right now. It looks beautiful.
Thanks.
I like it. I do. I honestly, you and I were talking when you guys were buying this house, how I tried to convince you not to paint the ceilings the same color.
I remember that.
But I like it. It works really well.
Yeah. That was funny. If you hear a deep breathing in the background, that's just my dog. She's on my lap right now.
We have a
little
guest
Coco.
With us.
Yeah.
Little fluffy Pomeranian Coco.
Well, you bought a house too.
I did.
Yeah.
We bought a house a month difference from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only that, we're...
And you're doing a lot to it.
Yeah.
You've done the same stuff pretty much.
Yeah, we came in, we repainted, put some lights in.
Yeah.
It has been...
Built a playground in the back?
That's still not done. That thing is the vein of my existence.
I bet Chase can't wait to have that all taken care of.
We have this giant playset in the backyard since Christmas, and the kids have looked at it for the last 2 months, wanting to play on it. It has turned into a lawn decoration. It is not safe for them to play on yet, but it just sits there with the swings and the slides all attached to it. They're just not fully put together or supported, so they just get a look at it and stare.
One day soon, when the rain stops, we'll figure it out.
Okay? It's been a wet winter.
Yeah.
I'm happy that we have it. That way we don't have to worry about droughts, but I'm also over it. I cannot wait for summer.
I know. Same here. I need sunlight in my life.
Agreed. I mean, I grew up in Colorado, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had rain in the summertime. We have snow, even in the summertime. In Colorado, we would get snow in the summertime. It's crazy. Negative 20 degree wind chill. I'm over it. Yeah. I could never go back. It's it's 40 degrees outside in California and I'm freezing cold.
I know. It's like 60 degrees sometimes. I'm like shivering.
Yeah.
Poor us.
Oh. And the rest of the country right now, I think, is like having the coldest winter they've ever experienced. In California, still in the 60s.
I keep on seeing stuff on that. So yeah, it's been a while since we recorded, but we're back at it and hopefully to get an episode every single week, correct?
Yeah.
It's very important to point out that we are unscripted, unedited, and we talk about subjects that matter to us most.
Off the cuff. We're not going to sit here and talk about... Well, no, I take that back. We're going to sit here and talk about most random things, but they're relevant to us. I mean, you're what, 27, 28?
I'm 31.
Oh, shit.
But thank you.
I'm 27.
Yeah.
And I mean, most of our listeners that we've seen, you're going through the same things. You have questions around the same things. So why don't we get together and talk about it? That's what we're really here to do, right?
Right. And that brings us to today's episode, right? We're going to be talking about comfort zones, what it is to us, how to get out of it, you know. Basically, we're just going to deep dive into that and problems that we have with it, right?
Yeah, agreed.
So let's get right into it. Give me an example, like what a comfort zone is and why is it important to like get out of it? And why would you want to get out of it?
Daily routines.
Okay.
Right? That's a comfort zone. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. So like habitual habits.
Yeah,
you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay.
So say you're going through your usual flow, right? You wake up, you make coffee, get ready for work, you go to work, you drive the same route. It's as simple as just your daily routines can be a comfort zone.
Is it bad to stay in your comfort zone?
No, but it is bad if you do not ever expand your comfort zone.
And why is that?
couple different reasons. I mean, I'm not a professional psychologist.
Right, but, I'm not saying that. I'll give you my first thing that popped into my head is I believe that in order to grow, you have to step outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah, for a fact.
Right.
I mean, if you're not growing, you're dying.
Right.
I've heard that from Tony Robbins and multiple different podcasts and books of his. If you're not growing, and he may not even be the only one who says that. If you're not growing, you're literally dying. I mean, take a plant, for instance. If a plant is not growing, it is dying. If a plant does not provide fruit, it is going to get chopped up and thrown away. There is no point for it. And not saying that literally, that no one has a point in their life if they're not doing anything, but we need to expand ourselves and break out of really habits. I think there's good habits and there's bad habits, but you have to test boundaries to make yourself be comfortable with being uncomfortable. You agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Give me an example of like maybe something that's going on in your life where you kind of had to kind of hop outside of the comfort zone.
I mean, there's definitely one big moment where I had to hop out of my comfort zone, right? This happened a couple years ago, and it's kind of led me to where I'm at today. I was typical going to college. I was working your Monday through Friday job.
Were you unhappy about that? Or,
I mean, I gained a lot of weight. I wasn't really happy. It was unhealthy, I would say. I was very unhealthy. And mine actually has to deal a lot with also finding my beliefs and religion. I am Christian. And what got me out of my comfort zone was I dropped everything that I was doing and I left the country. Left the country for about a year, 6 months out of the country.
But did you want to do that?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I was scared, right? I mean, everyone told me, what are you doing? You have a good job. Don't leave.
Oh, you left your job?
Yeah, I quit my job.
Oh.
I saved up money. Wow. So what happened was I was working at Walgreens. I was a manager at Walgreens. Mm-hmm. I was bored. I was just going through the same stuff over and over again. And my friends, they went and did this schooling through University of the Nations, or YWAM, where they dived into their relationship with God more. But part of doing that was literally breaking them out of their comfort zone. They'd have to go live in third world countries. They'd have to go speak and learn public speaking, or just really define who they are as themselves and finding and paving their own path in relationship with God. So that's what I did. I quit my very good, well-paid job, full benefits. I mean, I'm 18, 19 years old. I'm doing well for really my age and that time frame. And my parents told me, you're crazy. Don't do it. You're going to regret this. You're not going to have health insurance. This isn't smart.
A lot of negative voices.
Yeah, a lot of negative voices. But
Were any of those negative voices in your own head?
Yeah, I was definitely afraid, right? I mean, I had obligations. I had car payments. I had, I didn't have the obligations I have today, but I had obligations, right? Yeah. I just dove headfirst into it. I wanted to experience it. I wanted to break out of my shell and really define who I was. So I did. I mean, I saved up some money. I had $20,000 to my name and lived on that for a year. Left the country, lived in a third world country, traveled around. I mean, I slept in like dirt patches. I mean, you talk third world country. I was living in third world countries.
What country?
I was stationed in, stationed, I, my home base was Kyrgyzstan, which is a small little country, used to be a part of Russia. And during the Cold War, after the Cold War, they broke off from Russia. So it's a very, Asian Russian descent. There's a lot of Mongolians and Russians who live in Kyrgyzstan. It's right below Tajikistan, right next to, Afghanistan. So right there within Central Asia, right? It's over there. It's in the middle.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's in the Middle East. That's it. Middle East. It's in the Middle East.
So, okay. That's crazy. First off.
Yeah.
That is a big move.
That's jumping out of your comfort zone.
I want to tell you something about, like, so me personally, and other people may be able to relate with this, is I have always been pushed out of my comfort zone, typically by other people.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. So, for example, I'm not much of one to go and present, but sometimes I was placed in, like, for work, I was put in positions where, like, I had to present in front of large groups of people. That was me being pushed outside of my comfort zone, which I appreciate.
So public speaking.
Public speaking. And it sounds to me like you made the choice yourself to go out into the out of your comfort zone, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't forced.
You weren't forced.
I chose to do it.
I think that choosing to get out of the comfort zone is probably the most important part of all of this. And a lot of people think about getting out of your comfort zone leads to some sort of success,
mm-hmm.
right? And I wrote down, I didn't write it down really necessarily, but I like to think of it like this. Think of it as two parallel lines, right? Two parallel lines, horizontal lines, and inside of that is your comfort zone. Outside of those walls, I want to call the combat zone. Because in the combat zone, that's where you're really fighting. Like you said, you were, you know, coming into conflict with family. They were giving you negative thoughts. And then also you deal with a lot of self-doubt in the combat zone.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Is this worth it? Should I be doing this? And the reason why I bring this up is because if you focus more attention on the combat zone, like, have you ever heard of the saying, and, you know, what's the easiest path to get from point A to point B?
Straight line.
A straight line, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that the easiest path to get from point A to point B is to be so focused on Z and your goal is so defined that it makes every other step of the way just part of that process.
Elaborate.
Okay.
Give me an example.
When I think of very successful people, they all say stuff like they were very patient. You know, they kept at it. You know, if you want to learn a language, you don't give up in a month. You have to stay with it for 8 years, right?
Oh, yeah.
10 years. Yeah. For the rest of your life.
You have to use it.
Right? So and you know when you're being a fraud about certain things too. Like, for example, for me, like, my easiest path from point A to point B is not always the greatest point. And I mean this, like, for example, when growing up in school, I would always find a way to cheat. So I was a cheater. Oh, yeah. And, like, you know, like, I would look at other people's tests. I never did anything myself because I found an easier way to make things happen, which I didn't know that was going to catch up in the long run of things. Right. But
right.
You think back about that and it catches up. So the easiest point from A to point B, if you want to become extremely successful and be in that combat zone and not in your comfort zone, like if we want to make this podcast extremely successful, we need to think not what's the easiest path, what is the most difficult path we can take to make this successful. And the most difficult path requires us reaching out to a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Bringing on guests, being consistent and doing it weekly, more than weekly, right? We have to look at the hardest path because that'll make us think of everything that we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I mean, it's the path least traveled, right? There's, if you look at a road, right? And say you are forced with at a fork. I think this is what you're trying to paint a picture of. You're at a fork in the road. The left fork is a treacherous, rough path to your end goal, but is not as far. And the path to the right is a detour that takes you maybe 5 extra miles to get you there, but it is more traveled and easier, but it's going to take a longer amount of time. I think that's what you're trying to paint, right? Paint the picture that to get to your end goal, you take your step out of your comfort zone, you will reach your end goal quicker and maybe even better than taking the path most traveled and following in those footsteps or following in the path that has already been trenched.
Yes. I think the comfort zone is an easy place, but being outside of it is very difficult, which we need to focus on the difficulties because there's something about that discipline and being in that very dark waters, I guess, the hard, doing the hard stuff always typically ends up being a lot more rewarding.
Yeah. I see exactly where you're coming from. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
And my experience was I did the hard thing. I quit your typical American, have a good job, have insurance, 401k, blah, 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 bullshit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I took a different path, and it has led me to where I am today. I mean, I'm no means uber rich or successful in what 9 out of 10 people describe it as, but I'm successful within myself, right? I know who I am, and I know where I'm going. I'm definitely taking a path less traveled than most, but the goal that I will reach is going to be more fruitful than anything ever, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
for sure. It's so funny to me is comfort zone stuff could be like so basic to that. Like I hear this a lot too. Okay. And I go back and forth on a lot of things, but focus on your strengths. Okay. But what if that's not a great, go ahead.
Focus on your weaknesses. That's where you're taking this.
I'm just saying that maybe if you focus on your weaknesses, it's going to make your strengths that much better. Let me paint a picture as to why. Mm. Maybe my strength is, you know, my current career and what I do and building relationships and something like that. Okay. Let's just say that's my strength. I am good at it. It is a strength. However, some of my weaknesses include this: staying organized, being in constant contact with my locations, which for my job, that's, you know, what I do. We have multiple locations, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Getting up and making my bed, you know, every morning, keeping the house clean. And these little tiny things though, like that's something, those are my weaknesses. However, if I build a discipline in my life to manage these weaknesses, things that stay in my head, like being disorganized, always bugs me. I can't sit down and write an article or do homework or open Christmas presents knowing, you know, that I have messes in my house. It's like an OCD thing.
Yeah.
Right. I just can't handle it. But those are my weaknesses. So instead of just focusing on my strength and letting all this fall to the wayside, I feel like we should put more effort in to our weaknesses.
Have you ever looked at a spider chart? You know what a spider chart is? So a spider chart is a chart to where you literally categorize where are your strengths and where are your weaknesses. And it, when you're done with it, comes out into this circle, right? And you look at this circle graph and you're going to have highs and you're going to have lows. The end goal is to focus and get you to have more of a real circle, not this odd looking
a wheel.
You want a wheel, but you don't want like a Chuck E. Cheese pizza,
right?
I mean, that's
sorry. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so that's
you're saying take like topics within your life, so health, relationship, et cetera, and then rank those in accordance.
Yeah.
To 10, maybe. And if they're all like, you got a 9 here and a 4 there and a 2 there and a 7 there, you're going to have a very uneven.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Life. There's a saying, and we're both in sales, and I'm going to butcher the hell out of this, but it's being a jack of all trades, right? It's a jack of all trades and a master of none,
mm-hmm.
right? That is a weak point, right? How do you?
Maybe. Sure, you. Huh? Is it?
It is. If you do not, there is a middle ground. That's going back to that chart. If you're a jack of all trades, right, and you got a little bit of everything. Oh man,
let me say something. So if you're an artist and you are an extremely good painter, right? Mm-hmm. So you're the top dog, top painter. You are master of art. However, I might be known for my stick figure drawings, if that makes sense, right? So it's conceptual. But I also know how to market better than you, right?
Yeah.
So if I know how to market better and you're clearly a master of painting, you might find yourself in...
That's what I'm saying, is be a master at something. Don't focus on jack of all trades, but master what you're good at.
See, I think in theory, I see where you're going, but I kind of disagree. And here's why. if you focus all your time and attention on mastery of one specific thing, you're leaving a lot of opportunities available and you're going to have to find, hire, and you're going to have to learn other, you know, what? Maybe give me an example of what you might mean by a master. I just use art as an example, but if I'm a jack of all trades, I might be able to market my art in a way that's more effective than being the best artist ever.
Let's go down that road.
Okay.
Right. Marketing. And I got a good example and I'm going to use myself in that situation.
Okay.
I am illiterate to probably the highest degree. English, writing, content creation is my weak point.
Okay.
But I got a personality like no other. I can smooth talk my way through most anything. I can. And that is what I'm a master at.
Okay.
So here's my picture, right? At my company, I said, I want to do something better for us. I want to take us to the next level. How do I do that? I didn't know crap about social media or digital marketing, but I started an email automation campaign. And, oh, I screwed up on a big time. I work for a large multi-million dollar technology construction company. And when I'm sending out email blasts to 200,000 customers and I spell federal, like the federal government, as Fedreal, that's a big miss. No. That's my weakness. So what I did is I took a step back. I said, I am better at building relationships. So I'm going to bring somebody else who's a master at this marketing and a master of literacy into this role to take care of that while I help coach them on how to reach the people the best, right? And that is where, or what grabs the people the best. And that is where, I mean, getting out of your comfort zone is, right? It goes both ways where you know your weak points, you know your fall points, and you own them. And you say, I'm not good at this. Not necessarily make yourself do it or become a master of it, but understand that it's a misstep of yours, not a misstep or a weakness of yours, but always invite people into it, right? We're talking in a business mindset. Find someone who's better at it and coach them, encourage them. That is the managing mindset, right? That is what you can do in those situations. And getting out of your comfort zone is like mine. I love to be in control. How I got out of my comfort zone with that is I let go of control. I didn't control it anymore. I had to leave it in somebody else's hands, but I'm encouraging and coaching them throughout the way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes complete sense. This is where I'm going to hop in. So I completely agree with getting somebody to hire somebody that knows that specific trait and knows it really well. However, you should still be a practitioner. You should still understand how it all operates so you can make sure that you're not vulnerable. So let's say you hire a social media manager to start sending ads out. If you know nothing about that ad platform, they can take advantage of you 100%. They can say, my services are $1,000 a month and we're going to give you this report every month. And you might not understand that only $300 to $400 of that is actually spent on ad and the rest is in their pocket. You need to become a practitioner. You need to understand the platform. You need to understand how it works so you're not left vulnerable. That's where I say the jack of all trades comes in because you understand at its at least bare minimum. So for business purposes, you're not taking advantage of.
That's a good point. That is, I see exactly where you're coming from.
So you're a master of building relationships.
Right.
But you understand email marketing to its somewhat core.
To its basics.
To its basics, where you know how to create, oh gosh, I hate these trend buzzwords, funnels.
Yeah,
right?
Top of the funnel.
And like, God, I hate that stuff.
Get you through the funnel. Hey, by the way, any listener through here, you are all in a funnel. And our goal is to get you to the bottom of that funnel so we can sell you something.
Yeah, I can't wait to sell you my ebook. Which is still very, like, to be honest, like, all that stuff really works. But there's so much, like, garbage out there. It's hard to, like, parse out what's, like, very valuable and what's not. Because it's just so easy. Like, the distribution of everything is just so easy to get out there.
Yeah, especially in today's age. Let's take a step back.
Yeah, let's tie back into the comfort zone. Let's get back into it.
Yeah, we kind of went on a tangent there.
That's fine.
So comfort zone, right? Mike, tell me, why is it important for us to explore our comfort zone?
Explore inside of our comfort zone. To understand it. Is that what you're saying?
Why is it important to know where our comfort zone is and why it's healthy to get out of our comfort zone?
I think that it's important to know what goes on in your comfort zone simply because that is what your day-to-day is. Your day-to-day is what happens in your comfort zone. It's what you're used to doing. You know, Waking up in the morning, brushing your teeth, going to the bathroom.
Your routine.
Your routine, mm-hmm. Right? It's your daily routine. And stepping outside of it, which you know when you could step outside of your comfort zone, you just know inside of you that you should be doing it, but because of the extra effort, sometimes it gets a little bit difficult. So make that extra call, make dinner that night for whatever, you know. What are some just random,
let's talk about
topics?
This. There's so many different ways we can expose our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Why don't we paint a picture more on a personal level, right? Okay. Not all of our listeners or those who go through this has to be in a business mindset. What if it's just a personal mindset or a social mindset? Let's talk about getting out of your comfort zone in your relationships or your social life. I mean, I'm guilty of it where I'm a homebody. I like my family. I like to stay home. I don't necessarily, I've never been a partier. I've never liked to go out and do things, but there's an importance. If you are struggling with, if you are the person who goes through the routine, you go to work, you come home, you make dinner, you do your laundry, blah, 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 right? If that is you, I encourage you to step out of your comfort zone. And the next time somebody asks you, hey, do you want to go out with us tonight? Where normally your knee-jerk reaction may be, no, I got X, Y, and Z to do. Put X, Y, and Z aside. Step out of that comfort zone and go experience that, because that may be a revelation that you may never experience before.
If it aligns with your end goal.
If it aligns, kind of.
If you don't want to go out, if you're not a drinker, if you don't want to do that kind of stuff.
Well, like, you obviously have your morals, right? Don't go do some stupid shit that is going to endanger yourself or anybody else around you or cause physical or mental harm. But
experiment.
Definitely.
Try
something new. I wish he was here. He would have been a perfect guest for our podcast. Is my stepdad, right? I mean, the guy is, he's gone through a lot of things, and we'll probably have him on here at some point where he can describe it. But recently, he has gone through and he has anxiety. He has crippling anxiety, right? And flights or traveling is one of his biggest fears. And why that's one of his biggest fears is because if something happens, how quickly can I get to medical help? So flying is obviously one of the big ones. He has made it a point to travel more and more and more, to reach out of his comfort zone, to not be afraid of it anymore. And that's what I'm saying, right? You may be afraid to go out and have social anxiety. You may struggle with creating friendships or doing things like that. But the more and more you involve yourself in being uncomfortable, the more and more comfortable you are with being uncomfortable.
Ooh, I see.
That is what I'm trying to. You now have turned your anxiety or fear or feeling uncomfortable into something that is going to fuel your end goal, because roadblocks face us on a daily basis or a yearly basis, whatever it may be. We are faced with roadblocks, and those roadblocks are, I would say, our comfort zones that we have put up against ourselves. Will Smith talks about it. The dude just freaking jumped out of a helicopter and bungee jumped into the Grand Canyon. You don't think that guy went out of his comfort zone? Hell yeah, he did. And that is what he's trying to express as well, is live life. Don't endanger yourself, but get out of your comfort zone. That way you can learn how to overcome roadblocks when you're faced with them. And I think that's why it's important we explore our comfort zone and our uncomfort zone.
I'd like to add a little statement to that.
Yeah.
You will never know what you're capable of by staying within a comfort zone.
Preach it, brother.
Boom.
That is right.
Boom. Coco just smiled at me.
I like that. Quote that. Mike Silva, you'll never know what you're capable of until you explore your uncomfort zone.
Combat zone, baby. Woo!
I think we both want to encourage you, listeners.
And ourselves.
Honestly,
we're talking, really, we're just projecting, right? To an extent.
Yeah.
I'm projecting.
Yeah.
I'm always stuck in my comfort zone.
Let's do this. What is an area that you want, that you're uncomfortable in right now, that you want to overcome?
That I feel uncomfortable with?
Yeah.
It's not that I find it uncomfortable. However, I find it difficult, which I may be the same thing. I have a hard time staying consistent on specific tasks. So what I mean by that is this. I wanted to blog every single day. I did that for a complete 5 days, and I found it difficult. And then I started making excuses for myself. So this is what I really love. I love doing it and hitting that publish button. And it was a lot of fun for me, and especially to get all my thoughts out. However, then I started worrying about what other people might think. Right? I started having a lot of self-doubt, like all these questions popping up in my head. And then I was like, oh man, maybe my SEO has to be fixed. And I started focusing in on the wrong things and why I started in the first place. And that's why I literally stopped, and I feel like crippling, like, well, what should I write about? Well, maybe I should check to see if it's ranking for these keywords, this or that. So what I would like to focus on is to forget what everyone else thinks and just do it, get back to the basic and why I started, and do it again for myself. Maybe not daily. Daily is actually very hard. However, I want to be more consistent 2 times a week. And I want to podcast every single week.
Every single week.
Yeah.
I agree. And you, as you were talking about that, we were at the gym it's probably like 2 weeks ago. Shame on myself. But you told me something. You called it a challenge. What was that challenge? The 100-day challenge, right?
Oh, yeah. The 100-day challenge. Yeah. What was so cool about the 100-day challenge, or what were you going to say? Sorry, go ahead.
No, I want to know, what is the 100-day challenge?
Well, the 100-day challenge is, when I think about a 100-day challenge or a 30-day challenge, I think of consistent days. That's what a lot of people think.
Yeah.
However, I shifted the mindset. I wanted to do 100 days. It doesn't need to be every single day, but I wanted to give it my all specific. So this, we're talking about the gym, right?
Yep.
I gave my goal to do 100 days of this DNA-based fitness program that I'm in from DNA, or 23andMe, right?
Yeah,
you
can
do that.
Yeah,
and then you can process your results over to this place called DNA.
Technology, bro.
DNA Fit, I think it's called DNA Fit, which is a really cool, they take your samples for 23andMe, pull all these reports, they show you your thing, and then they make a 100-day plan for you. And you don't need to do it every single day. You need to do it 2 to 4 times a week. And that's what I stayed, that's what it is. And it's baby steps, right?
And I think what we talked about during that is the 100-day challenge can not just be applicable to the gym, right? That is where most people may experience it. But you can look at that 100-day challenge as you go through it. You set that goal going into your uncomfort zone. May it be the gym. May it be blogging. May it be podcasting. May it be financial discipline. you set a goal of 100 days, right? The more often you do it, it may be 2 days a month for the first time, you're going to see a consistency of those days becoming more frequently the deeper and deeper you get into it. And I think that's what we should encourage each other and to our audience.
Yes.
Is to challenge yourself to go into your uncomfort zone, into the combat zone.
That's what I call it, yes.
Go into the combat zone.
Trademarked.
By Michael Paul Silva himself. Go into your uncomfort zone for 100 days and test those waters. Test it on a small basis. And you're going to see yourself after 100 days that is no longer an uncomfort zone, but something you are comfortable with. And I think that's what we're going to take away from all this, right?
Yeah.
That challenge yourself on a daily basis to not just stay with your routines. Maybe it's just changing the way that you drive to work every so often.
Yep.
Maybe it's changing what you're going to eat for lunch. Maybe it's something big. Maybe it's putting yourself out there and going out on an evening. Maybe it's testing something different at your place of work. Go out of your comfort zone and experience those things to better yourself. If you don't try it, you will never know. Agreed?
Agreed.
Well, this wraps up our episode. Who knows what this is? It's definitely been a while, but we're back. Woo! We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Follow us on our Instagram at Lucas LaFont.
You can find me at Michael Paul Silva on Instagram. And also now I have a personal blog set up, michaelpaulsilva.com.
Check that out. The boy is spitting fire when it comes to content.
It's
up there.
No. Hey. I'm not a good writer, but I'm trying to be.
It's the effort that counts.
There we go. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Hope you enjoyed.